Thank you for the opportunity to speak to this committee and to the USDOE. I've been here before, since 2011. Here I am again. I am still convinced that the best action for me, for my property in Northfield, and for the state of New Hampshire is no build. As currently proposed, the Northern Pass plans to keep the originally proposed steel H-frame towers and the steel monopoles. Two, the aesthetics of my conservation land and other properties along the 192 miles would be permanently blighted by the proposed above-ground structures that are to be taller than the surrounding treetops and built of steel rather than the wooden poles. Once the steel structures are put up, there is irreparable damage to our landscape. The placement would be wrong. The dimensions would be disproportionate to our rural beauty. Three, I and my neighbors live near the right-of-way easement that Northern Pass will alter. I and we are used to the small scale and the camouflage wood poles that are currently in place. In my neighborhood, we can walk out or we can stay indoors and see the wood poles, especially in the winter, right now. There would be no camouflage for steel structures that are taller and built as a tower. My neighbor is further away from my property and sees in a long perspective view from her windows more of the stretch of transmission poles and lines than I do. The discussion regarding the 100 feet distance to the proposal in order to be considered as an intervener during the review of the Northern Pass should be considered the eyesore to those whose view shed is greater distance than just outside my yard. So in other words, my neighbors see more of the line out of their windows than I do when I look directly out my dining room table, picture window, or over my sink. So they have a right to be here as interveners, even if they're within what is called the list of non-abutters. Number four, since 2011, I have attended hearings before the New Hampshire Legislature and the U.S. Department of Energy. Thousands of New Hampshire citizens have voiced concern about the suitability of Northern Pass. Visitors to New Hampshire have come here to enjoy our natural beauty and have remarked that our state is, quote, still beautiful. I hope you will decide to protect a cherished environment. And I want to make an addendum to this remark because Mr. Quinlan is here, and you mentioned outreach by the Northern Pass to landowners. And I'm hoping you didn't say out of reach. You said outreach by Northern Pass to those of us who are landowners. And I have made the outreach to Northern Pass mainly because I didn't believe that it should be built, and I don't believe it should be built today. So I still have many opportunities to outreach to you all to find out what's exactly going to be coming up the pike if it's approved. Just to correct the record, thank you.